Yes, sir. Here we go. Here we go. 11 Stan White days away from Auburn football.
Wow.
How awesome. Stan White, redshirt freshman starter, 1990 all-time career passing yardage leader. Stan White. Love Stan White.
All right. We'll get to that later in the show.
Speaking of quarterbacks, okay, this is another reason I bring up Stan White. Four Auburn opponents named starting quarterbacks within the last, like, 24 to 48 hours.
Sure.
And I want to ask you, Zach, I want to ask you, the greatest audience in the world, did they name their starting quarterback because they wanted to or because they had to? I think this is an interesting discussion. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Tennessee, all on the Auburn schedule, all had not named starting quarterbacks going into the weekend, but like 2 weeks out, it's time. It's time. Okay. So let's start with Florida. They're first on the schedule out of that group.
Okay.
So Aaron Filo was named the starter Monday.
Uh-huh.
I think Florida named him the starter because they had to, not because they wanted to.
So when you say had to,
mm-hmm.
what do you mean by that?
Well, it could mean different things for different teams.
Okay, for Florida specifically.
Florida specifically, they got to 13, 12 days before the opener. They had to name him the starter. They had to name somebody the starter. And he was the best available choice. But the time, like, my argument for Florida is they knew who they were getting as their quarterback when they named John Summerall the head coach. They knew he was bringing the offensive coordinator from Georgia Tech, and they knew if they're bringing the offensive coordinator, they're bringing the quarterback too. So if they wanted Filo to be the starting quarterback, they'd have named him the starting quarterback in the spring. You get a guy with experience in your system, even though he wasn't the starter, he has experience in your – he's your guy. If he's your guy, then he's your guy in April, or he's your guy in July. He's not – he wasn't their guy until he had to be their guy because they couldn't go further into fall camp without naming a starter. So it had to be Filo.
Okay, so I do think of all the schools you listed, this seemed to be the one that, like, legitimately was a quarterback competition.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of Florida folks. I mean, Brandon Olson, unless he's changed his mind, I haven't talked to him about it in a month or so, but he was in the Tramell Jones camp. Like, he thought it'd be best for Florida to start them. And I think my understanding, I'm sure Florida fans will find this, let me know, like, the fan base seemed, like, legitimately split on this one. I don't think anybody at Alabama is like, yeah, we want Austin Mack to start. Like, I just never heard that, right? No. Faison Brandon at Tennessee, like,
yeah.
I feel like I've heard him most consistently there as well. Who was the other one? Is that it? Is it those three?
Arkansas. KJ Jackson at Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, talking to folks at Media Days, like, KJ Jackson seemed to be the starter back mm-hmm. then, too, that they all assumed. So, this one to me feels like the one that really was a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably some Florida fans that are pretty surprised by it.
See, for me, when you've got the same offensive coordinator and you've got the same, and you've got a guy who wasn't hurt in the spring, he was your guy. He was the guy you brought in with you to be the starting quarterback. And so why would Harris have been the starter instead of Filo? Younger, more talent, more upside.
Is his name Harris? I thought it was Tramell Jones.
Jones. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know where I got Harris. Jones.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, I think upside. I don't think anybody's questioning, like, upside between the two is Tramell Jones.
Okay. So why not go with him?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Because that's what I think.
I'm not there. I don't know.
Okay. Because that's what I think Tennessee and Alabama decided with theirs. And that's the reason they also had to choose their starters.
I see. Okay.
I think in those situations, not in Florida's, in those situations, those coaching staffs would have probably preferred for a more now Tennessee, you're talking redshirt freshman over true freshman, but they would have preferred for guys who have played in college before at some level or been in college offenses before to step up and take those jobs. Otherwise, you don't wait so long to name the five-star true freshman or five-star redshirt freshman the starting quarterback. You're waiting for somebody else. You're waiting. You're kind of, all right, is Austin Mack going to do it? Is this like, who's going to do it? Who's going to take the job? Well, nobody's taking it. We have to name a starting quarterback. So go with upside. So for that reason, Tennessee and Alabama had to name their starters quarterback. It's not that they really just wanted those guys, but you got to name a starter. So let's go with upside, I guess.
Yeah, or, I mean, Philo went, I think Philo is more like higher floor, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think in Arkansas's case, it's interesting you said that. Like, I think Arkansas is the most want to of the group. I think Arkansas.
I don't think Arkansas was actually a competition.
Yeah. So it was KJ Jackson and nobody else, you think? Like, he was their guy.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what I'm saying. He's their guy all the way. I don't know why they waited so long to do it, but
put pressure on him. He's young, right?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe so. But that seems.
I think he's from Montgomery. Isn't he from Montgomery?
He is. Yeah. He's from. Well, I thought that was a Texas guy. Never mind.
Texas guy, I think, is from like outside Mobile.
Yeah.
KJ Lacy. Right.
Yeah. Lacy's. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a South Alabama guy.
KJ Jackson's going to replace KJ Jefferson a few years late. And yeah, KJ Lacy over at Texas. Got a bunch of KJs.
That's true.
But he's their guy. So they pushed him a little bit. But at the end of the day, he was going to be their guy. They wanted him as their guy. Arkansas named KJ Jackson the starter because they wanted to. Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee named their starters because they had to. That's my.
So I'll give
today.
You Tennessee and Florida. I don't think I'll give you Alabama and Arkansas.
You don't think Alabama coaches wanted to take – you don't think they wanted the guy – this sounds like I'm – like have an attitude. I don't have an attitude about it. But
you've got a little bit of an attitude.
So the guy that followed the head coach and the offensive coordinator was with them at Washington, knows their system, has been in it multiple years. You don't think they wanted him to really step up and take the job? Do you think they were neutral going in?
I've talked to a lot of Alabama folks, and they've said like the best case scenario for the short term and the long term is for Keelon Russell to win that battle.
Mm-hmm. For short term and long term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you stand by he won the battle and not, man, we got to name somebody.
I mean, everything I've seen from coming out from up there, he was consistently the better choice.
Yeah. Well, then maybe they just didn't hit on the transfer.
Maybe so.
Maybe. Maybe that was it. Maybe the guy just didn't. He
couldn't
followed him.
Couldn't translate waited. From Washington to the SEC.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible. So, all right, what do you think? Let us know. Did these schools name their starters because they had to or because they genuinely wanted to? It really is what a contrast to Auburn's situation where, much like Florida, you knew who you were getting. You knew what you were getting. And unlike these other situations where you had a known commodity, You got a guy, you go, no, he is our guy, and we're riding with him, and he's leading the room. And he's texting the head coach pictures if the head coach isn't in the office yet. He's sending him pictures of empty parking spaces. And he's two doors down from the head coach watching film on off days.
Curious to see what it looks like next year when it's not a guy who's played a ton of college football.
Well, yeah. Maybe. I was talking about this with somebody this morning. Next year, if who? Auburn has...
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to Bo. I was talking to the boy in the car on the way to school. because Bo is all in on the Tristan Tia, you know, 27 camp. And I go, I like Tristan Tia. I like Tristan Tia a lot. There's a lot legitimately alike. I said, but sure, come with me onto the balcony of hypotheticals.
Oh, are we going to the BOH?
Yeah, the BOH. The first time it's the B&B BOH.
Wow.
The balcony of hypotheticals. A
it
little
feels
chill
nice
in the
out
air.
Here.
Yes, there's a little chill in the air today. A little bit.
A nip. A nip in the air.
Yeah, a little nip. I love it. Auburn has gone 9-3 or even 8-4. They've probably done that because Byron Brown has shown proof of concept against SEC teams with this offense. You're going to be able to go and recruit if you want, if you choose, a dual threat quarterback with a very high ceiling and an outstanding skill set. Auburn will be one of the most attractive offenses in the country schematically for an incoming transfer portal quarterback. So do you go that route? Do you owe it to the program and the potential ceiling to go that route? Or do you owe it to Tristan Tia, who's bided his time? Or do you owe anybody anything? Like, you don't owe anyone anything. Yeah.
You have to make everyone earn it. It's a new era of Auburn football. But I think we'll know based on who they go out and get what the staff thinks about Tristan Tia. Like, they can say whatever they want. Like, they'll know. They'll have enough information by the end of the year to know if he could be the guy or not.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. That's true.
You're right.
Thanks. You know
Your
what
face
I think
is interesting? Right?
Vanderbilt hasn't named a starter yet, right? They haven't named Jared Curtis the starter.
Do they need to?
Well, I mean, you don't just hand a guy the role, do you? It's just sure a freshman.
Sure you do.
If I mean, do they have no other option?
They don't have an option better than Jared Curtis.
He's a true. How do you say that? He's a true freshman. He's played zero. He's played zero.
You have to.
Why? Why do you have to? This is interesting. Why do you have to?
Who else? Like, who else do they have?
Well, I don't know, but they're running somebody out there in practice to compete with him.
Yeah, no, that's a. I mean, they're not running with Jared Curtis.
They've got to do something to try to push him. You're not going to run a true freshman out there, and you've not really pushed him at all.
Yeah, I think you could push him in other ways.
Okay. All right. So you don't think they'll make an official announcement?
So, like, with that logic, they haven't pushed Byram. You don't believe that?
I don't know how much they've pushed Byram.
Starting drives at the one, making him not use his legs?
Okay.
You kidding me?
That's fair. I don't think they've pushed him in terms of the starting role.
There's more than one way to push somebody.
You're right. You know, no, you're right.
Whisper in his ear, hey, we're going to start Tia if you suck here on this drive. Like, that's not happening. There's other ways to push guys.
You're right. No, you're right.
I am right on this.
Yeah,
I am.
Okay. All right.
I am right on this.
But I think we're talking about two different things. We're talking about pancakes and waffles. We're not talking about the exact same thing.
Because you forced me into Waffle House when I wanted to eat at IHOP. Like, that's not my fault. You guided the conversation here.
No, I said, do you want to go to Waffle House? And you said, let's go to IHOP instead. I'm like, they're close,
IHOP,
but they're not
the same.
IHOP does have both.
Yeah.
But why would you go? Why? But if you want a waffle, why would you go to a pancake place? It's like, if you want a burger, why would you go to a fish place?
IHOP is objectively better.
Don't.
I love Waffle House.
Stop picking fights.
I love Waffle House.
For no reason.
You talk about McAllister's taking a long time. IHOP, though, it's like, this is going to take 2 hours. This, like, from start to finish, is going to be a 2-hour breakfast.
Yeah.
Do I have time for this?
When, by the way, you could make the same breakfast at home in 15 minutes.
Totally.
You could, I mean, you get totally so much of your time back.
Totally.
I love breakfast so much. I can eat breakfast anytime. Anytime. 10 o'clock at night, 6 in the morning.
Sure.
In between.
Yeah, love I'm breakfast. With you, dude.
Okay. Active Wealth Management is the presenting sponsor of Blackerby and Brad today. Ford Stokes and that guy there, Zach Blackerby. He's wearing the hat. It's a great looking hat you got there.
Thanks,
Zach. Go to Calendly.com/Ford Stokes or Calendly.com/Zach Blackerby
Yeah, and you can also go to auburndaily.com, and there's a link there to get on our calendar as well.
Idea.
Yep.
Great idea. Yep.
So, yeah, if you need one, if you just kind of want a snapshot of what your retirement looks like currently and some things that you can do to change it, some super minor things that you can do to, like, dramatically change your future. I mean, it's insane. Some of the, like, the access that Ford has to certain products. We have access to products only 1% of folks in this business have. And that's because of Ford's track record and his relationships with all these different these different carriers. So you're talking about insane matches as well as, you know, guaranteed income for life with certain annuities. So, like, yeah, be sure to check all that out. You can reach out to me directly, Zach@activewealth.com, or yeah, head to auburndaily.com and you can click on the Active Wealth Management link right there.
Beautiful. Can we go from quarterbacks at other places and at Auburn to the guys rushing the quarterbacks?
We can do whatever you want.
Okay. In Alex Golish's presser yesterday, about 22 minutes in, he was asked about the offensive line. Yeah. And I thought he had an interesting comment. He was talking about how they're coming on still. They take pride in what they do. And there's a lot of that kind of talk. But he talked about how he's looking forward to seeing him against somebody who's not Smith and Womack for the first time. Like, these are the guys they're practicing again. He really, really, really hyped up Auburn's pass rushers. Auburn's first two pass rushers.
Man, if they can get going, and we're going to be really good.
We're still, like, there is no way to talk through an answer until 11 days from now. And he even acknowledged it in his answer. They're going to go as far as the offensive line goes. But coming after, I can't help but wonder, like, I feel like it's the picture that keeps getting narrower and narrower. Is, are Auburn's edge guys that good? Are they elite pass rushers? Or does Auburn's offensive line make them look like elite pass rush? Do they look elite because they are, or because the line has a little ways to go?
Yeah, it's concerning, right? Like, it could be super concerning or it could be super encouraging.
Yeah.
And we won't know, I think, until they play Florida. I don't think we'll know against Baylor.
Is it dramatic? We're
going to overreact to it regardless.
To that
recklessly. Recklessly, we will overreact.
But, yeah, to that point, though, let me go ahead and pre-overreact. Which Golish talked about Byron Brown yesterday. He talked about his rehab and his prehab, which I thought was like, oh, I never heard that before. That's pretty good. Rehab and prehab. Let me pre-overreact. Is it overdramatic to say the answer to that question? Are Auburn's edge guys really elite, or does the offensive line make them look really elite? Is that the difference between two or three wins or losses? Like, that's the difference between 6-6 or 9-3?
Sure.
It is dramatic, or that's fair?
No, I think it's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, too. And we just can't know until we get into it a little more.
I mean, those are the two biggest questions.
Yeah.
So,
and they complement each other. So you can't get the answer to one. Bless you.
Thanks, buddy.
Bless you. So, all right. I thought that was an interesting comment out of the press conference.
I think you look great today.
I need you to give me something. What do we? I have something for the audience today.
Okay.
But I need a prompt.
Like, something to say?
Yeah.
Read what I sent you on Instagram last night.
What did you send me on Instagram?
I sent, like, you should do this in your 1940s voice. I sent you that last night. Turn your volume all the way down. Turn your volume all the way down. Turn your volume all the way down before you open it.
Okay.
I forgot what it was.
I'm not.
I remember sending it
buddy,
to you.
Buddy.
Is it not appropriate? I remember sending it to you, but I legitimately don't remember what it is.
Is it not appropriate? That was so genuine. I don't open stuff you send me on Instagram. It's never appropriate, ever.
All right. Oh, yeah, you can't say that.
Never mind. I can't say any of it.
My bad.
What the
You can't get three words in. I'm so sorry. Talk about Golish yesterday talking about Byram's walking around and the quarterbacks are following him like little ducklings.
Uh-huh.
Work that into a 1940s call.
All right, let me see here. Let's go with the visual effects. Let's go black and
white. You've
really
built this up. Do I need Do I need to remove myself? No way.
Here we go. Does it need to be over to the side a little bit? There we go.
So dumb.
It is very dumb. You're right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. This is not a wildlife report. This comes straight from the gridiron. Yes, the campus at Alabama Polytechnic Institute. There's a quarterback there, a young man named Byram Brown. The head coach, Alexander Golish, referred to him like a duck, a grown duck, an adult-sized duck, followed around by little ducklings. Those are the backups. News at 10 from the Auburn campus. Okay.
Well done.
Thanks. That was a lot of work just to show off the hat.
Oh, it's so funny.
We went a long way for that. But she's part of the bit now. Anytime we do 1920s or 40s voice, we got the Newsies hat.
Oh, that's right, so good. That's so good. And by good, I mean stupid.
Completely. Yes, completely stupid. Did you just send pictures to did, that's great.
Okay. All right. That it?
That's all I got for everybody today.
Brad mentioned at the top, but head over to auburndaily.com, put your email address in. We're going to roll out a newsletter probably on Monday. We actually had a meeting about it last night. Brad skipped it, but it was, it's going to be great. We got a lot of really fun ideas. So, once again, Brad was not there. So there we go.
User submitted ending to the show today. I really like it.
Okay. User hold submitted. On. Let me get ready.
Audience members submitted. Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Everyone has devices. Make sure Blackerby and Brad are on yours.